Da hørte vi noe barnskap, det singla i glass, og Bjørn Eidsvåg kom ramla ned.
Halleluja!
Og jeg svarer ja, og sier så yes, og står lån i den godkvendt.
Hello, and welcome to Just Another Horror Podcast, the podcast where three men drink beers and write about horror movies. Just so everyone's aware, there will be spoilers and plenty of nasty, nasty language.
Let me be me, John.
Okay, I am. Hi, welcome to Just Another Horror Podcast. We've got a packed house today. I'm John.
Cobra.
Ben.
Wesley.
And today we're doing Dead Snow. What year was this made?
2011-something?
Nine?
I don't know.
Okay.
We're not sure.
Doesn't matter.
It's Nordic, baby.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very difficult to find a version that's in English. At least it was for me.
The first one?
Yeah. I couldn't find one for a long time.
We didn't watch it in English.
I just watched it in straight subtitles.
Yeah, we watched it subtitles.
I
found one with English dubbing. Cool. Hell yeah.
That's weak.
You had to just experience a worse version than
that. It was much worse. The dubbing was really bad.
Yeah.
The opening shot is when that girl's running through the woods.
This girl's just running through the woods.
What's her name, Lisa?
Sarah. And you know what? They threw me for a loop in this movie to think that Martin was going to be the hero and guy at the end. I didn't think it was going to be him going into this.
I thought it was going to be Extreme Snowmobile Dude.
Me too.
Yeah, especially when they have a boyfriend. scene with him by himself in the cave. I'm like, why are we hanging out with him? He better not die. Yeah.
And he gets literally...
I knew the fat nerd was fucked.
Ripped apart.
Ugly dreadlock girl was fucked, but I didn't expect the radical snowmobile man to die.
Let's talk about movie reference big fat guy. He's probably the funniest character.
Yeah, he was very funny.
He's got a Dead Alive shirt on. It goes by
it's
another
so nice
title,
that hot girl throw him a bone, too, in the outhouse.
Martin is the hero slash nerd guy?
Yeah, we need to keep these straight because I don't know anybody's name.
Okay, they're all, doctors are going to med
school? They're in law school. Yeah, med school.
Yeah, one of them's reading a accident and emergency book.
Vigard is dating Sarah. He's no mobile guy. Erland is the movie guy.
Yeah.
And then Roy is the...
Roy?
Yeah. Roy.
Where did Roy come from?
He's the one the girls refer to as the horny one. He's the one that's also in the second one as the museum guy.
His name's Vigard. I had Vigo.
It's close. Yeah. Oh, Vigo.
Well. Immediately at the beginning, when they talk about how to find your way in an avalanche, that you all knew that was going to come up again.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And as
Why
soon as
they
mentioned,
they
as
it?
Soon as he put the pillow over what's-her-name's face, I knew that she was going to be the one under the avalanche.
And let
and
me tell you, this
blood,
scene,
I knew he was going to be covered in blood.
There is snot, and it didn't turn me away like
all
the
right,
Blair Witch Project
I knew you were
going to
bring
did.
That up. I even wrote that down.
I thought
like,
about that,
here comes the Blair Witch again.
This snot did not make me...
Yeah, but
this was good snot.
What didn't make sense about that scene was that she wasn't in the truck listening to the exposition about spitting. So why was she the one that had to figure out which way was up and which way was down? Or was that for us?
Because she was afraid of tight spaces.
They seem to all
I'm sure
have...
she probably knew that too.
Yeah.
Well, they all seem to have military training.
Yeah, that was interesting.
They mentioned that right
Is that a Nordic
beginning.
Thing?
Yeah, they probably all have to.
Everyone in Norway joins the Nordic.
Like Israel?
Sure.
Military.
Everybody just
Do you think
joins
they made this movie with the intent of making the second one? They had like a longer story and they just split it in half? Because a lot of things they do
think.
In this setup.
I don't
next
know,
one.
But yeah, it plays perfect together.
Yeah.
In the second one, though, they just kind of let loose and just have a great time. In the first one, it's sort of Evil Dead-like to me, only a little bit more.
I think the second one's like Evil Dead 2, almost.
Yeah. I know, isn't that crazy?
It gets zany.
They are both
it's so much fun.
In line with Evil Dead 1 and 2.
Well, they mentioned that at the beginning.
They mentioned Friday the 13th,
yeah,
Evil Dead,
Score.
And for some reason they stick April Fool's Day in there.
Thank you.
Which what is highly
I
upsetting.
I was pleased.
It's not a good movie. It's a 4 out of 10, probably.
I bet it's a 6.5 if you Google it.
Somebody probably gives it a good rating. It's probably good on the internet, but it sucks.
April Fool's Day.
Okay, so they...
Nobody says that.
They all get
to this... Yes, they do.
Not like that.
They have to.
Yeah, at the very end, they're all like, April Fool's! And she's like, oh, yeah, very funny.
April Fool's! They'll
say, like, Sloth from the Goonies.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys!
So they let us know right away there's no cell phone coverage.
Yeah, so first 15 minutes, I was like, this is going to be fucking shitty. The exposition was too much. It was like watching a Disney show. Remind me who the people we're going with are again. Give me a brief one-sentence synopsis of each person's personality. I was like, oh, fuck.
At least we got to know what the characters were, sort of.
Yeah, but I was like, this is like watching a movie for a 12-year-old. But within minutes, it sold me.
Were any of the characters annoying to you? Because I feel like in American movies, horror films, slasher films.
They weren't.
Yeah, they were all likable.
I didn't like the dreadlock girl.
She's still likable.
Yeah, Hannah.
She didn't have any characters.
Hannah.
Like, she's being suffocated, and I'm not like, what a jerk. Quit whining.
Yeah, no shit. It's like he was going to smother her.
They didn't have moosehead beer. They had Arctic beer.
Moosehead. It's head and antlers above the rest.
I know. But what kind of joke is that when you're suffocating your girlfriend?
I don't know. Let her close her eyes.
He's like, here's an old anesthesia. Yeah, you murder someone and they aren't going to get up.
Can I have a beer? You know that the Nazis drank St. Pauli girl beer in World War II? That's not true at all, but we're drinking it now.
Wait, what?
Fun fact.
Fun falsity.
Is this a German?
Yeah, it's German.
There we go.
You can't disprove that, can you?
It's our Nazi beer.
Can't disprove what?
That they weren't drinking St. Pauli girl during World War II. Look how hot St. Pauli is. Her girl.
She is hot.
She's super hot. She looks more of a...
And she's carrying 6 beers at the same time.
Oh my god. Maybe she has 12 fingers.
I don't know if that's good or not. It's kind of creepy.
It's probably good.
There's a Simpsons reference in this, I think.
I didn't pick up on that.
Probably because you guys are reading subtitles. Right. Yeah, he's like,
don't!
He goes, beer, don't! I think one of the women goes to the outhouse and sees somebody, and one guy's like, women, scared by everything.
Everything, yeah.
Listen, I didn't see anybody either.
No, there's nobody out there.
Because right. they kind of slowly pan into the forest.
There might have been a shadow-ish.
I didn't see anything.
Can we call this guy Exposition Eddie?
This is where...
I have him Crazy Ralph. That's all I
have. That's what I have. Yeah. It reminded me of Cabin Fever, too, where somebody comes stumbling out
Stranger
of
the strolls
to
in.
Tell you about the area.
What's going on.
And drink all your beer.
Yeah. And then just leave.
And tell you your coffee shit.
Yeah.
That was kind of funny, though. Where she said
does
it
he just walk around looking for people, and then when he sees them, he's like, I gotta stop in there and let them know.
Here's my question about this. This guy gets killed, right? He didn't steal any gold that we know of.
Nope.
Isn't that why they're killing in the first one?
Well, neither did Hannah. Lisa? What's her name?
Yeah, but Martin killed Hannah.
No, who's the other one? Sarah. What's the girl in the verbena? Sarah.
I'm just guessing that they see people and kill them.
Yeah. That was her cabin. Her parents' cabin. Maybe they have been hiding. Maybe they knew. Did they know about it? Somebody had to discover that. They just didn't go there and be like, whoa.
They didn't know the gold was in there. They knew that they knew where the gold was, but they didn't know the gold was there. So,
who didn't?
The zombies. They didn't know it was in the house. They just knew that those people knew where it was.
How did they know that?
I don't know. I didn't write this. I don't know.
The zombie sixth sense.
It's weird that they waited
to Gestapo
for people to show up to go look for the gold. Probably could have had an easier time just walking in there.
Getting it when no one's there, when the snow season's off.
Yeah.
Is it ever off in Norway? Probably not.
Who knows? Norwegians only.
Okay, so I don't think I would believe an old curmudgeon either that spied on me while I was in the bathroom.
No, and if you fucking grab my neck, you bitch, when I'm fucking sending you out the door, I will stomp your skull in a million
times. Why wouldn't you
also
believe this guy,
thank you,
though?
Friends, for helping me while I'm being choked by this old guy.
You know what would have happened if fucking somebody grabbed one of you guys and
we
were
having a beer? Well, he was being a smartass.
He would have got stomped.
He's like, we're all medical students here. I think we can handle ourselves.
No.
Yeah, this guy's warning you that there's something out here.
He was pretty rude about the coffee. And then he drank a beer which he didn't even ask for.
He was very rude, but he's still an...
He was kind of cool.
He's really old. You gotta, be respectful to old people.
Not when they grab your throat.
when I get 70 years old, I'm not going to walk around and be an asshole just because people will be like, he's old, let him go.
Well, yes, you will. You exactly do that.
I probably will.
I don't think I would, but I probably will. You're right. There's a pretty good shot here when the old guy goes back to his camp and he's looking around with the flashlight. I like the fact that it doesn't light up the entire place. Like sometimes in movies, people will light a match and the entire room will light up.
But he's killed.
Yeah, he's dead.
Oh, I need him in
it. Who dies first at the cabin?
What's your name?
Yeah, the
April Fool's Day, a classic.
Well, we have to
exactly.
We have to talk about Erland again. What is it with horror movies and showing people taking jets?
They have to
is
split
this
up
before
for,
or after
some
they were playing Twister?
Oh, they played Twister first.
Yeah. They were playing Twister.
And they were all
point,
very bored by
and
it.
And they were like, America says we should be having fun doing this or something
yeah,
like that.
Hollywood.
Twister is not fun.
No.
Not unless you're playing Naked Twister, where you have to remove an article of clothing every time you put a thing on.
Start that.
Naked Twister with baby oil.
Wow.
That's so dangerous.
Yeah, is it?
It sounds like you're going to get really hurt.
Yeah, you can go split
no,
in a matter of seconds.
You only put baby oil on the good parts.
Do you have experience with this?
No, actually never, but I've heard about it. I know, it used to do a chant. Actually, if you listen to the Hellraiser podcast, it's like
yeah,
all through it. Times. It's like, do. Go, Penn State!
I wish I knew everybody's name so that I could discuss this movie better.
I just told you.
I know, but I
Martin,
don't. Martin,
Vigard, Erland, and Roy.
You didn't talk about any of the girls. What are the girls' names? The girl
Hannah is Dayton Martin.
Which one's she, though? I need to see
Dreadlocks.
She's Dreadlock girl
okay,
that you don't like.
Yeah. And this hot blonde girl that bones Erland and gets sucked down into the shitter.
Yeah. She's
blonde?
Kind of.
I got names. Don't worry, I got them.
Posada.
They didn't
blonde
have a exposition he scene for the women's names,
yeah,
so, you know.
See, we needed that, even though I was mocking it.
We didn't even talk about Exposition Eddie, did we? Telling about the Nazi zombies.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess.
Eddie Ralph.
He tells us that the Nazis were, they went into a town and they...
Oxford.
And they took all the gold and went up into the mountains and froze to death.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And now they're zombies.
What happened
the town
was...
The town rebelled.
Yeah,
also,
they got word that the war was ending, so they started pillaging the village and went up into the hills, and then the village was like, fuck you guys!
Yeah, there's like
3,000
of them that killed them, yeah.
Slaughtered them.
So there's a lot of zombies up there. Corpses.
I have somebody drinking from a dainty little cup. I don't know who that is.
I don't recall that.
But it's like really tiny and like sipping. Remember, that's when they reach down for the beer and they find the gold in that box.
And it glows.
Mm-hmm.
I thought
Pulp Fiction. Is
I thought
I
Marcellus Wallace's
yeah
soul was in the box.
Yeah. I thought that was a good... I that had to be just a direct homage, right? That was just perfect.
I would imagine.
And why is there always, like, a random gold skull necklace in a box of jewelry? Who designs, like, a gold skull?
The
pirates.
Nazis.
I'd wear one.
Pirates.
Nazis and pirates.
Pirate Nazis.
Yeah.
Zombies. That's scary.
So this made me think that maybe they were ripping off Leprechaun a little bit, too.
And then there was the...
Right? I mean...
Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah.
That guy!
Impersonation.
That was so
that
fun.
That translated well into...
Like, oh! I think I totally missed that.
Right before Erland goes to shit,
he's
like,
I'll
be back.
And
then he goes,
oh! Well, they did a terrible job dubbing that, because he literally goes, I'll be back!
Give it a thumbs up.
Yeah. I have written down there are no good jokes without poop, pee, or semen.
I have, she was sucking the finger. He, or previously wiped his ass.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about that.
In there.
Yeah,
he's a fat guy. Who knows what he just ate? You know, there's some... this beef jerky and Doritos and beer. And whatever. Don't they eat that rotten fish stuff? What's that called? I know they do.
Rotten fish stuff?
Yeah, don't they, like, fermented fish, fermented herring and stuff up there?
Oh, my God.
I don't think so. That's fertilizer.
Yeah, watch Anthony Bourdain and get learned.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. So good.
But, okay, so the shitter would stink.
She just jumps right in there.
I have a question.
The steam
this is
would still
a question
be...
just for you, because this is right up your alley. If you're going to have a sex scene in a movie with this much violence, why is there no nudity?
I don't know.
I do not understand this whatsoever. And that's why this movie's going to lose points.
Uh-huh.
You had an opportunity to show tits right here. It could be the only...
It's terrible. Your zombies are eviscerated.
You're having sex in the bathroom. Who leaves their bra on?
I don't know.
It's cold.
It is cold.
Yeah, it's cold, so you leave your bra on, but you take your shirt off.
I'm joking.
Ah! I don't
that's gonna sting me for a while.
I bet you were thinking exactly what the directors are thinking. It's too cold to take the bra.
I need to lean forward.
Yeah. Imagine how hard her nipples would have been, guys.
Also, he looks like he's about to have a goddamn heart attack. He doesn't look like he's enjoying the sex at all.
He just got done shitting, though.
I know, but he's like in serious pain. I felt bad for him. He's like,
What?
I feel like it'd be hard to get a boner under that situation.
That's probably why.
That shit. Yeah.
And this hot girl walks in, you're like embarrassed about it. There's some shrinkage.
It
would be so stinky, too. And that's an outhouse, too.
Oh,
her name is
Chris.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow,
the Hamptons episode of Seinfeld was just
that Chris is kind of slutty. So Chris gets sucked down into the outhouse.
Well, I thought it was fantastic when the Nazis... Because the outhouse has gaps throughout
the
board.
Who the hell designed that?
But, like, when she starts seeing the Nazi zombies, that was, I don't know, it looked fantastic.
Yeah, it looked good.
They really did some nice little jump scares with that. I mean, they were kind of cheap, but they were also effective.
They worked.
You know, yeah. Like, even the very first zombie that, like, when the girl's painting the forest, there's no zombies to be seen chasing her.
And it just jumps right out
from there. Which I thought was kind of like it kind of broke the rules. But then a little later, you see the zombies coming out from the ground, so I was like, okay, that was cool.
Yeah, it was the very first time I thought that, like, it was crawling, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that what the tunnels are? They have the entire mountain.
I don't know if they're just laying there dead, buried, or
that's
if just the tunnel.
Yeah, just that one little area that he happened to fall down. Yeah, I don't believe that to be true, so.
But then later, the Nazis, like, they all just come up through the snow, so are they digging through the snow?
And it gets cold.
Or are they just buried there?
Well, how far down is hell, John?
Oh, 3 feet.
So, if you're buried before you get to hell, you can only be buried about 1 or 2 feet underground.
So, actually, when they put your coffin in the ground, they put you below where hell is located.
Where does this come from? What are you talking about?
What reference is this?
Jason goes to hell.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. You were here for that, moron.
They pull him down 3 feet in hell. Okay, so they're looking for Chris, and her head pops up in the window. And then... zombies, don't they pull apart the fat guy?
Oh.
That's incredible.
That reminded me of Shaun of the Dead as well.
That was incredible.
And
his brain.
Tear the guy apart. Yeah, his brain
so
is
good.
The floor. The deaths in this just get better and better.
Right about here is when I got hooked, but before I got hooked, I started complaining about shit. Such as, why does his brain just fall out of his head?
Because they pulled his skull apart.
But wouldn't it be attached to a spinal cord?
That's just a formality.
Yeah.
Maybe
After that, I stopped thinking. After that, I quit thinking.
Yeah,
about
you need
it.
To not yeah. think very hard in this.
Did you think it was amazing? Now I know. I guess they all had military training, but they were quick to arm themselves when the Nazi like full on attack.
When they went to the shed, you mean?
Martin got that shotgun.
They were in the cabin.
Mm-hmm.
They were passing out
and
knives.
Immediately
like,
took control.
Instantly.
He was telling people what to do. He's like, put those couches up and all that shit. I mean, he was taking control, kind of like Ben from Night of the Living Dead.
So then they get some warning without another death, don't they?
I think so. Yeah, they all sit and they're like, we can't just sit here. Well, maybe you should
have. Yeah, I'd fucking sit there till daylight. Jesus Christ, you saw what fucking happened.
Do we mention that?
One of them says we should have gone to the beach.
I know, but I wouldn't know that at first. In fact, they walk out the next day.
Vigard now has left and went looking for Sarah. We should have mentioned that. He's no longer with the party. He's out looking for Sarah, who already got killed in the first sequence of the movie.
And trying out for the X Games.
Yeah.
His moves on that snowmobile are fantastic.
So the rest of the group is walking around outside, and they kind of talk about how they think the zombies are afraid or won't come out during the day, because they get a little bit brazen at this point.
When do they come out, John?
Mostly at night, mostly.
And then the snowmobile guy, he finds the creepy old man in the tent. He finds his body. He thinks maybe Sarah's in there, I guess. He opens up the tent, and he got his intestines pulled out and his throat lashed and the mess there.
The old man died with a surprised look on his face. Also.
Yeah, he did.
That scene where he got his throat slit was pretty cool, though, because it was so fast. He was just standing there, and all of a sudden, something whirled by him, and it was
gone. And then he went back in the tent. but maybe
I like how, like, in these movies, when people get their throats slit, they lean back so that the prosthetic works.
Yep. Absolutely. Get that blood out. But it didn't look... At least...
It looked good.
At least it didn't... The knife didn't miss, like, fucking...
Oh, God.
Jason Takes Manhattan. Ugh. What a great movie, though.
What? I have written down, is Viggo gonna live? If not, I'm really not interested in his flight.
He's not.
Now, does he fall
Spoiler alert.
Snowmobile man, who's that?
Vigard.
Does he fall through the into the ice cave yet?
Yes.
Somewhere in this time, because we're panning back between two different stories kind of now.
Yeah. So, back at the cabin, the boys have separated from the girls. The boys are trying to get the attention of the zombies while the girls
run. And this is really funny because Roy has the pan and he's meant to be the decoy in this because in the second movie, he also is the decoy.
Yeah.
Same guy. Same guy.
Same actor.
Same actor. Yep. Yep. It was funny. Although in the second one, he plays a kind of a...
Would you stop?
He is.
No, that's fine, but quit saying it, damn it.
So the girls are... They kind of run through the forest and I don't think they're being chased yet. What happens, though, is Viggo, say his real name?
Vigard.
Vigard. He falls into an ice cave, and it looks like he comes to hours later.
Why did he not pick up Nazi weapons?
Well, he did. That's what I thought. And he at least did pick up the MG-42, that machine gun.
Yeah, he puts it on his snowmobile later, and it makes it a fucking...
I wondered where the hell he got that thing.
Did you ever see him carry it out of the cave?
No, he was in the cavern of the... He sees a Nazi flag.
This movie is riddled with little inconsistencies like that. But, so he falls under the ice.
There's too many good things going on to worry about.
Why the zombies take that girl's head and keep it?
Because that's Nazi as fuck.
I guess.
They were just doing that to say, hey.
Look, I have a head. Yeah.
They're fun, intelligent zombies.
But who were they saying it to?
Maybe she had gold in her teeth.
Or they like, check out my head here that I got, I stole.
I don't know.
Do
we think the makeup is good?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
We don't have CGI shit. We've
not
got
very
makeup.
Often.
I think at some point you have to. But...
Yeah, but I mean, generally, it was not very noticeable. I thought the practical effects were excellent. All the way through.
And Herzog's lip
kind
of thing.
Really cool.
I don't know what that is.
There,
yeah, he's got like teeth. And...
Okay, I know for a fact I agree with you. So why do I have written down not great zombie makeup?
What?
Because down to the neck part, you can kind of see on certain shots, you can kind of see just like kind of regular skin and stuff like that. Like, you know, when you look at them, you can kind of tell it's just makeup.
I want to know what this movie was made for. Somebody with a phone.
It wasn't much.
I was going to say.
I looked it up.
For not being much, I think this movie was...
I have no idea. It's obviously...
Fantastic.
Low budget.
Minus...
But I would say they
the
had...
The one titty shot they should have shown
guess,
us that
I
they
put
didn't.
$20 million into this movie, even though I don't think that's what it was. Ooh. But, like, you know, as an estimate saying, like, it's that good. The effects were that good. The camera work was that good. I thought it was...
Who's the guy who made House of the Dead?
Unknown.
Uwe Boll?
Uwe Boll.
Where does he come from? Because there's a country in Europe that...
Hell...
No, but there's a country in Europe that'll pay you to make movies and give you tax write-offs.
Is
so
that
it's
what
really
he does
cheap
it?
To
I don't
do
know,
it.
But I know it's... I think it's Uwe Boll.
Uwe Boll.
So
Uwe Boll,
I think it must be like a German or it must be in that vicinity, that Austria.
So I'm wondering
Hungary.
If this is the same situation where this guy
just
got money to make the movie and then if it didn't make any back, he didn't have to pay any taxes on it.
First of all, Dead Snow is 2009.
Very good.
Nailed it!
There you go. I feel like I should be burping or something.
Vamp while we Google. So he falls into the ice cave. He lights a torch, which, again, is accompanied with awesome Shaun of the Dead, Guy Ritchie, / whoever you mentioned earlier, cuts. He's looking around. He sees all these Nazi helmets, and as he goes around, he sees the Zurich's head.
800,000.
Wow.
That's awesome.
That is
amazing. They did a wonderful job with $800,000.
Yeah.
There's guns, there's weapons, there's ammunition down in this hole, and then he hears like a roar, and there's zombies, and he escapes through the hole, and he comes face to face with Herzog himself, doesn't he?
It's not Herzog.
No.
He fights a zombie. It's not. We don't see Herzog till towards the end of this movie,
okay.
I believe.
Yeah, I've written down punching zombies.
Yeah, he fights just a regular zombie, but he gets into a battle with it.
Hells yeah, man. And it was good.
And there's one scene that I think was filmed with a green screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he smacked him with a helmet.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah,
that
background
was corny.
Looks...
That was weird looking.
Yeah, it doesn't look right.
Why did they do that?
I don't know.
Because it He was fighting
maybe the rest of it looked like that too, but we just didn't notice.
No, this one stuck out. That's why I noticed.
Yeah.
It really stuck out.
Yeah. He's just swinging a helmet and they have like a zombie for a green screen reacting to the hit. So he's fighting and then he essentially kind of gets away and then we go back to the girls.
And we have one of them smack the other one.
Yeah. The other one's like, you can't leave me here by myself.
You never leave me. None of you guys.
No.
We fucking stick together.
First of all,
totally on that girl's side. Listen, I'm like, why would you split up?
Depending on the situation, you're the big guy. I'm going to outrun you. Depending on the situation.
No, we stand there, we fight together, we die together.
If I think that our odds, we can make it, it's going to be more than 50-50, though.
If I even think then for a second that you're going to try to outrun me, I will kick you in the ankle.
You're such a dick.
And I'll make you stand and fight with me.
Two girls separate, one of them.
No, they don't.
Oh, no.
They
well, don't. One of them dies.
Bad move.
One of them does get killed.
One of them gets her...
Dreadlock girl climbs a tree. Is that a mechanical bird that attacks her?
Yeah, it's a mechanical bird, but they don't show it enough to make me go, that's stupid.
And did they really have to show the nest with four eggs?
No, that was not needed in that scene at all,
I actually laughed really hard.
I did, too.
Except to raise...
I've never seen... A bird will, like, swoop at you and stuff, but it doesn't, like, hang out at the tree and go...
It won't attack... No, it won't sit there and attack you. It'll look like the Birdemic hovering CGI birds with...
But it went well. It went better than I thought, because I thought the zombies were going to see her climb the tree and kill her. She fucking mangled that bird, and it was bad. And she threw it at the zombie.
All that they should have done there was, like, have a branch kind of snap. Then the zombies look up, see her.
Yeah, yeah.
That's it.
I just like that they were watching her the whole time.
Yeah, she looks down there just right below her. That was cool. That was a nice cut. Oh, yeah, so the dreadlock girl.
Hannah.
We forgot about her going to the cliff side and causing the avalanche.
Right. Did that happen?
Was she trying to kill herself?
I'm not sure what she was doing.
Though. I think she thought her only option there was to
hopefully survive the fall.
I thought she was
going to do like a bullfight maneuver and just go, hey, Toro, and step to the
side
and make a
I'm like, why
over.
Didn't you wait for him to come at you and get out of the way or something?
Well, that bitch fell a good
Or, you know what a good move is? The grapple fall to your back and flip him with your feet.
Yeah, that move.
I've seen Ninja Turtles
the
do
classic,
that.
The classic Norwegian...
The Norwegian toss is what they call it.
You learn that in the army. Everybody learns it. It's basic.
Okay, so at this point, I thought that V-Guard was the hero, and I put that he's a lot like Ash.
Yeah, absolutely.
He took a beating.
You can draw so many lines between The Walking Dead and this movie all the way through, and it's just...
He stitched his
Did you say The Walking Dead instead of
The Evil Dead?
The
Evil Dead.
You're so terrible. The way that they make these characters keep living, it makes me think they're all going to be... One of them's going to be a hero. Like the one girl falling into the snow. Why would you spend time with her underneath the snow and escaping out of the snow? Why would you spend time with a guy sewing his neck up if he's just going to die?
She had to overcome her fears.
And that's what makes this movie so good.
Not only to die later and be...
Did we talk about when V-Guard... took the Nazis' intestines and went over the side
nice
of the cliff.
Yeah,
gangsters, fuck.
Yep.
Nobody does that ever in any movie.
I can't believe that's not real because how big are your large and small intestines?
Miles.
They go for feet.
Miles.
Miles?
I believe so.
What?
It can't be miles.
What? Miles of intestines.
What? You don't have miles of intestines.
I'm Googling it.
Google it.
Keep talking.
5,280 feet is
so
a mile. There is no way you have a mile.
There's no way you can put that much in you. That's only 1 mile.
Maybe in your frame, but not this frame.
I'm a big man. I have miles. By the way, the Super Soaker 50 and Ernest Scared Stupid. When they use 100, spend the next 8 months.
That movie, I know I say this all the time, that movies get ripped off. But that movie ripped off Troll 2, and that the trolls kind of looked alike, and that a double-decker bologna sandwich didn't kill these trolls. It was milk.
We'll get
and milk
there,
was
okay, but...
the essence of the trolls in the first in Troll 2. I think it was like a Troll 3.
Oh, shit! You're right!
Yeah.
Holy fuck!
All right, about 20 feet.
Oh, okay.
You only have 20 feet of intestine?
Yeah, well, about...
Of large or small?
Small is like 27 and large is like 20.
You just made that up. You didn't even
I just thought they had them both. I didn't read them all. I was just so disappointed in myself.
20 feet, just shy.
You have 6 miles of intestines.
I was
in your
only
body.
Up by 5,200.
If that were the case when you ate something, 60. It would never reach your colon until like a week later.
It takes a day, literally 24 hours for me to find the sesame seeds and a Big Mac.
Oh, man.
FYI.
Okay, so there's an actual nightmarish scene in this movie. There's an actual scary scene in this movie where that girl wakes up and she's being eaten. That's horrible.
That was fucking awesome.
That's a nice scene.
Oh, man.
The blonde Chris? Is that what we have her name
as?
No.
POV.
No, Chris is already dead. This other hot blonde girl.
Yeah, she wakes up to being gutted. That's just...
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah,
well, I got tons of notes in this movie.
Yeah, I can't read any of mine, but I have them. I wrote them in the dark.
No. Martin Hanna Roy blonde girl. No, she doesn't have a name.
Okay, so we go back and the two guys are in the cabin. Martin and the other guy.
Roy.
How'd
he get Roy?
And they get a Molotov cocktail and they go to throw it out the window. And they light the cabin on fire.
Cocktail. He was 2 feet from the window and he threw it like 6 feet right and wasn't even close.
Now for the PG-13, really. What a pussy.
Thank you.
That guy couldn't even throw the Molotov cocktail.
That was Roy, right?
6 feet out the... Was it Roy?
Or was it Martin?
I thought it was the other guy. I thought it was Martin.
Let me see here.
It was...
No, it's Roy. Roy throws it, and they look
what
at each other.
Roy throws Molotov cocktail.
Oh my god, I'd punch it in the mouth.
I said that would be just like that they're foreshadowing the second movie.
Yeah, see, that's what I was talking about. They have a lot of things like that. They call 911 and tell them that there are Nazi zombies attacking them, and 911 hangs up.
And even the other guy's like, fucking say terrorist, dumb shit.
Is 911 international?
Unknown.
I don't know.
I lean towards yes because of this movie.
Yeah.
But seriously? I also thought you had miles in test lines.
And then he's all pissed off at Nokia because the battery dies immediately after the phone call.
They're not even supposed to have service up there, are they?
No. But I think you can get a hold of 911 almost anywhere.
Really?
I think.
With no bars?
Remember that story I told you about being in the woods?
Yeah.
We had no service and we got 911.
Unless you're in Halloween Part 6.
I don't remember.
Paul Rudd used magic.
Yeah, he was a sorcerer. That's how they got a hold of whoever this
was. She tried to call 911 and the lines were down because of the storm.
Oh, that's right. The one time that you need 911 and the lines are down.
They're just never there.
Okay, so they go into a shed and they find a chainsaw. And then that's when we have...
Stealing the beer of her.
That's when we have Sam Raimi edits here in the shed.
So good. That shed.
So
those cuts were excellent.
All right, we'll get to it. The guy cuts his arm off. He gets bit.
Oh,
cuts his arm off with a chainsaw.
Way ahead, though.
Because he's scared of being infected.
Yeah.
Has this movie so far up to this point, I didn't think it's
been...
No.
They have a conversation about this. This is really funny.
Erlin says,
don't get bit,
but...
Erlin says that, and the other guy's like, dude, no, don't worry about it. And he's like, why would they want to recruit us? You're Jewish.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, the typical zombie tropes, I don't think have been, where you get bit and you turn into one. We haven't seen it yet.
No.
They're killing people.
Yeah, they are
they're
not.
And they're eating them, though, right?
They're ripping their guts out.
I
don't know if
them.
They're eating them.
I feel like I saw somebody eat
but
an intestine.
I know what you're saying, and that's the comedy part of it, that he cuts his arm off and then gets bit again.
Yeah,
that's the
like,
comedy part of it.
Oh,
he didn't need to cut his arm off.
Yeah.
Right in the... Schwiener.
And then he just looks at the chainsaw and they're like, fuck no.
We haven't seen a wiener go
I'll
down like
my
that since Kendall from Pieces.
Oh god, I hope I never see anything like that again. Then we cut to the girl who's under the snow, and that's
Hannah.
Michael. Yeah, Hannah, and she's snotting everywhere.
She's snotting everywhere, and it's not a turn off. Like it is in Blair Witch, John.
She's so scared.
A turn off? Were you turned on during Blair Witch and then the snot turned you off?
No, it was not a turn-off. No, it was a put-off in the other movie. This one, it wasn't a put-off. Shut up about it.
This girl was less cute than the Blair Witch girl.
That is a false. I would rather have sex with dreadlock girl
than... This girl looks like Pencil Tucky from Orange is the New Black.
I don't know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
I know what that show is.
She's ugly.
Orange is the New Black.
Pencil Tucky.
So she runs over and she kicks the one zombie's head in the head. And I'm thinking that she's going to live now.
She turns total badass. And just...
and then quickly is disposed of.
Oh, yeah.
Which, it's a roller coaster. You don't know who's going to survive. At this point,
no.
I actually started taking stock, thinking, like, I don't know who's going to survive. Just the guys? Like, what's going to happen here? I actually didn't think the guy that plays the gay guy in the next one, I didn't think he was going to survive at all.
He didn't.
He just, he didn't, I know, either. But, like, that was the only guy where I was like, he's probably gonna die. But then he made it to, like, the last two.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, oh!
Yeah, how did he make it to last two?
A huge transformation in this movie, because at the very beginning he's got those glasses on, and he kind of looks like a goofball.
He's squeamish of blood.
By the end, he's like a...
He's the Norwegian Vinnie Jones.
I don't know.
He looks like that in the second one when he's head shaved. Yeah, well, Vinnie Jones is the Meat Train man.
Who's Vinnie Jones?
Midnight Meat Train. He's like a bald...
Lockstock, T-Smoker.
Fellow there.
Chris.
Chris.
It's young Chris.
So...
What's your... Fucking hell, Dad!
Vigard comes back, and I'm thinking there's three guys who's gonna make it, and Vigard gets a brutal death.
Oh, man.
Absolutely brutal.
Just ripped apart.
Yeah, stabbed four times, and then have all four limbs ripped apart.
Love
so
movie.
Good. He got drawn and quartered by the Nazi zombies, kind of.
I love the cartoon bone right in the middle.
Yeah.
The limb.
I didn't notice that.
When you're...
It
looked like a big piece of meat.
It did.
How hard would that be? How much pressure does it take?
To what?
I feel like I'd rip your ear off with like 8 to 20 pounds of pressure. I feel like to rip your ear off would be 8 to 20 pounds of pressure. Your arms, you can hold your body up with your arms.
You were off with the intestine.
How much did you, but how much do you have to...
I don't think you could rip an ear off with 20 pounds of pressure.
I think you could.
Think about a jug of milk would weigh like 8 pounds.
I don't think it would just rip it right off
ear.
Of
you.
Why did I stop taking
I feel like
minutes?
I could rip your ear off. But not your arm.
Okay, so there's the two guys left.
You're not a Nazi zombie either.
They go after the some of the zombies, and they start hacking them to pieces. And Martin's just hacking the shit out of his
It's
one.
So feel good.
And turns around and...
Hannah touches his shoulder,
and he whacks her in the neck and kills her.
With an axe.
Yeah, he thinks it's a zombie. Nazi zombie.
And now Roy's like...
Oh, she dies forever.
Oh. Yeah. That's her choking on her own blood.
So Martin's trying to...
She just got nailed in the clavicle, though, and she should be able to overcome, but I guess maybe it was closer to the neck than
I thought. She had enough scarf on, I thought it would deflect the blade.
Roy's trying to get Martin's attention. Right? Martin's not paying any attention, and I think this is the part where he gets bit in the arm and has to cut his arm off, right? Because I have written down, cauterizing doesn't work like this. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know.
Burn a shed down.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a little bit of fire isn't going to do that. You got to have some major heat.
They have those close-up shots again of the match.
I don't know. I think if you left it on there... Long
if you roast it up like a lamb, you'd be fine.
Let's just say it'd be more painful this way.
And for whatever reason, that's the last note I have.
Rainbow did it the
cauterizing
right
doesn't
yeah, but if your
like
arm's
that,
cut
I mean,
off,
I don't have
you,
any more.
I think you'd be so numb anyway.
I think I was watching it really
closely. I mean, it would probably hurt, but not as much as you think it would.
Could that be the most excruciating injury you could experience, is getting your arm cut off and then
no,
burn?
If your testicle was in a clamp and it just kept twisting until they popped
slowly.
The ball.
Why am I... No.
That is the worst thing I ever could think of.
I feel like the worst thing I can ever think of is probably being stabbed under the fingernail with a bamboo shoot.
That's worse than getting your ball exploded in a vice?
We'll pose that question to you guys at home.
Oh.
What do you think is worse? Write in at horrorcastings@gmail.com. What's worse, having your ball in a clamp? Or
an exploded.
An exploded, or what was yours, Wes?
Or having bamboo shoots driven under your fingernails.
I vote ball in a clamp.
Or write in your own ideas.
Yeah, tell us what you think. Okay, so...
Injury, not death.
Yeah. You're not going to die after this, but you're going to want to.
I need a beer. That is a fact.
I've just opened one, so here you go,
oh,
sir.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, so these two guys are left, and they kill a lot of the zombies, and that's when...
Herzog. The mean one.
Herzog yells something, and all these zombies come out of the hill. Like... Like 100 or...
Yeah,
it shakes the earth.
That's what I'm asking. Did they just come out of... Are they digging through the snow, or is there a big tunnel system?
I say tunnel system
in
because
the
there's
one,
some seismic activity
in the
involved.
Second one, you have to punch the ground. I wish it would have incorporated that in this first one, then it would have made a lot
that
more sense.
That would have been bad as hell, too.
Yeah, but it hurts
already
punched the ground and would have
why did he wait?
Raised
why
did
he just get all of them all at once? I mean, he was going to use them anyway eventually. Just get them all.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
He said there were only 300 of them up in the hills, too, right?
I thought we've gone through a good 75 at this point.
They've destroyed a bunch.
Yeah. And then Snowmobile Man stops by.
Oh, we forgot. He comes. Oh, we already went through that, but he shows up on his snowmobile with the what?
I don't know what it is. I don't even know if that's a real gun. It's something like that, though. There's a... It's a machine gun.
He puts it on his snowmobile and uses it like a turret and just explodes a bunch of zombies before he gets ripped apart.
Yeah. And he dispatched of two zombies via snowmobile, which was badass.
He ramped that one.
Yeah. He drove right over his face with a... He popped a sweet wheelie and drove right into his face. And they ran one over with it.
He started one on his engine, too, I think, or something.
Did he... I thought he picked the back end of that snowmobile up with
these. He literally did. Can you do that? Can you do that, Gerard?
Are they that light?
I mean,
why are you looking at me?
Front.
I don't know.
Snowmobile John?
Yeah.
The engine's in the front. The back would just be, like, probably some kind of a pinion gear.
Even if it's 100 pounds, you'd probably lift it, right?
I'll say it can be done, in my mind.
Yes.
Okay.
I'll take it. Maybe I'll accept 200. That. Because I thought the same thing, Ben, that it was kind of... Can you really do that right now?
I'm only 135, but I could probably lift up 100 pounds. With
I really doubt it.
Nope.
Not doing it for you.
Okay, so there's...
So where are we at?
There's two guys
I don't
left.
Even know.
Oh, Findley dies from a snowmobile.
Liv! Liv is the girl that gets ripped up, the hot blonde girl that's with
that's
Hannah.
Name.
Oh, somebody told me her name was Chris.
No, Chris is the girl
Chris
that gets
the outhouse
in
girl.
The bathroom, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so like the two guys make it back to the cabin, and... Or does only one of them make it back? The other one gets stuck. He gets his guts stuck on a tree.
Oh, so they're running down the... Yeah, all the zombies pop out. There's like hundreds, miles of them. And they run downstairs.
20 miles.
And they run downstairs. They run down the hill, and one of them, one of the guys, not Roy, gets his...
It is Roy.
Oh, is it Roy? Gets his intestines...
He gets caught on a tree and gets his intestines ripped out.
Yeah. Like, a zombie springs by, hits him in the head with a hammer.
Smacks him in the face.
And somehow,
he
has his intestines tied to a tree. I don't know how that happened.
He ran into it.
And then they grabbed it and...
Okay.
We're attacking.
So all we have left is Martin, and he makes it back to the cabin, and...
Martin sees the zombie pick up a coin off of the corpse of...
Roy.
Flimblio. And Roy.
Flimblio?
I don't know anybody's name.
Roy the That'll be
no,
next
I have to
movie.
Start the sentence again for editing purposes.
No, he'll just bleep it out.
Yeah, I'm going to have to use the, what's it called, the beep button, like, 55 times in
That's
this
okay.
episode.
Bleeps are good.
I got you a new good sentence.
You should see them, though, too. When you put the beeps in, you highlight what you say, and you put add beep, and then it takes up the whole screen. There was this long beep, and you got to, like, cut it in half to get it on there.
Sorry for your editing problems.
Well,
is that a case for a motherfucker instead of a bitch or shit?
Mm-hmm.
Is it just, did they make it longer for longer words? And you just
like instead
smaller?
Of a motherfucker,
only highlighted
you could
2 seconds,
but it's
you just
mother.
Highlight exactly what you want and plop it in.
It gets rid of the one that you're pasting over, but it adds like 15 seconds of beep to it.
Wow.
So,
really
in case you really
shit.
Run with it.
Yeah.
One of these days I'm just going to let it go, so you go like, he's a bitch. All right.
So he sees, anyway, the dead guy drops a coin or whatever, and he sees a zombie pick it up and look at the coin and put it in his pocket. So he's like, fuck, all they want is this gold that we found. So I just need to go back to the cabin and give him the gold.
Which is already burned down.
Which is burned to fuck.
Yeah, and his box is still
he's
there.
He's just fucking lifting up wood pieces that would still be 1,000 degrees.
You know why this cabin had burned down?
Because the fucking Molotov cocktail that pussy-ass bitch threw.
Roy. Roy Toy.
Fucking Roy. He deserved to die because of that Molotov cocktail.
That was the worst throw since the next movie where he throws
the
rock.
Window. Couldn't pull it off. I was still ranting about it. I can't stop.
That's so bad.
So he gives them, Martin gives them the box, and they're all pretty happy, and they just leave. So he leaves.
Yeah.
And he
makes
it down to
his...
He runs, which I would too. And he makes it down to his car, and then he finds out that he has a coin.
That stupid bitch Hannah put a coin in his pocket. Why would you do that without telling somebody?
Did you check your pockets? I'm going to put a coin there.
It's like
if I want you to die, I'm putting it in your
I'm checking
pocket.
You don't always check.
And he looks up, and Herzog's there, and that's the end of the movie.
Wouldn't you feel a coin in your pocket?
No.
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 What is he wearing?
One coin.
What was he wearing?
It's cold out. He's got layers on.
He has like a...
No.
It's a scuba. He has scuba gear on. He's got like a rubber swimsuit on.
It's not a rubber...
What? At the end of this movie, he's got like a rubber swimsuit on.
I know, it's like a dry fit shirt.
He's just wearing, he's wearing Under Armour and some blue jeans or something.
No, he does not have blue jeans on. Maybe you need to watch harder.
He's almost messed up. Watch Harder comes back.
I forgot to do that this time. I forgot to put my eyes on the screen.
Okay. You would feel a coin in your scuba gear.
You would feel a coin in your scuba gear if you were wearing scuba gear.
What was he wearing?
Have you worn scuba gear?
Yeah.
That is a lie.
Yeah.
You've never scuba'd.
I'd snorkeled.
That's not the same.
It's close.
Don't contain another one of a breathing apparatus or a snorkel.
What about snuba? It's like both of them combined.
What, snuba?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
No, it's both of them combined, snorkel and scuba. It's called snuba.
Why would you have both snorkel and scuba?
Where I went to Hawaii, there was snuba.
That's a made up thing.
It's not.
It's
made up. There's no reason to have that big, scuba.
That was big back in the late
90s. When you have scuba going on, you don't need a snorkel.
It's a little bit of both. You're like in between. You're not down at the bottom. But
you have a really, really long snorkel tube.
No, you get a mask and a breathing thing with snuba.
This is a lie.
Breathing thing.
An oxygen tank.
All right.
Anyway.
That was Dead Snow.
Martin dies.
Martin doesn't
die. Doesn't die?
Anyway, he's trying to start the car.
He sees a car.
Punches the window.
And a coin.
It's that jump ending that every horror movie has, but the question is, did they think they were going to make a sequel?
Did he survive? No. They left it open just in case, as a smart director would.
Yeah.
But I don't know if they thought, at such a low budget.
He survived.
They left it open, but like,
because I watched him back to back.
I have a feeling, and I don't know this for sure, because I looked up information on this movie, and there's almost none, that they probably wrote the whole thing from this till the end of part two as one movie. I don't think they could have, like, wrote part one and been like, how do we pick it up after this? And
it was the same director, too.
He's still alive at the end of part one. He just sees them outside the car.
I guess we can wait for part two to discuss this. Yeah, let's just give the ratings on this. So we'll start with you, Cobra. What do you give this one?
I'm going to give this one a 6.5.
Wow.
What?
An audible gasp.
Wow.
That's what I'm questioning, the gasp. Okay, go ahead.
It was good. It was a good zombie movie. It had a lot of makeup that was fantastic looking, a lot of good kills. It did not show me boobs when it should have showed me boobs. Therefore, it will not get more than...
This is the only This is the only time I'll agree with you on this. That didn't make sense.
This is an R-rated movie.
With all kinds of blood.
All sorts of stuff. The language, I guess you don't really... It's foreign,
it doesn't matter. Us a bone. I agree.
But you have a blonde girl that's hot in a bathroom.
Having sex.
In your bra.
She's having sex.
Yeah,
two
take
hot
it
girls
off.
And one weird-looking girl.
Story good. I like the Nazis. Historical fact of it. But, to get a 7, you got to show me some titties. Doesn't happen. It gets
a
6.5.
Half point. Okay, Ben, go.
I gave it an 8. I thought it was fantastic. This was the most fun watching a zombie film since Zombieland or Shaun of the Dead. That I've had.
It is a hidden gem of a movie.
I love the history major in me loves the fact that they actually took actual history, like the Nazis occupying Norway, combined it in to the film. Makeup was great. I thought cinematography was awesome. Like, on location. What they did, and then I'm slightly influenced by the budget. What they did with $800,000 is amazing.
It's incredible. It's incredible.
But, and the characters were all likable. No one was annoying. Sorry, there weren't any boobs for you. But, yeah, gave it an 8. Thought it was great.
All right, Wes.
Thought this was better than Night of the Creep.
Yes, I did.
Weaver, get him.
What do you want me to do?
Smack him?
I'm not gonna smack
it. I get you. I called you Weaver. John.
I don't care. The post on the thing is John Weaver posted this, and then I mention myself like I'm in the third person.
Is Night of the Creeps better than this movie? Just back me up.
I don't know.
If Night of the Creeps is better than this, I will watch Night of the Creeps.
Night of the Creeps is better than this. If you like the Creeps,
that's fine. You know what? I think it is.
That's nice,
but
it has to have more than one good actor.
Night of the Creeps is fantastic, and I will loan you a copy. Yes.
Are there zombies?
Yes.
And there's aliens. And there's aliens.
Here's what I'll say. I'll say that
they're naked.
Are they Zeta Reticuli?
Night of the Creeps is better than this, but the second one of this is better than Night of the Creeps.
That's like saying House Party 1 makes House Party 3 look like House Party 2.
I'll give you Night of the Creeps.
You have to rank them. Give me a break.
You think Night of the Creeps? No.
I think Night of the Creeps is the second best of the three.
Actually, I really like the next one. Really, a lot. A lot.
Wow. So, Cemetery Man. You're going to give it a 10?
That's the one. Is that it, Cemetery Man?
What?
Is there a Spanish girl?
What?
What?
Yeah, there's a Italian girl.
Yes. Yeah, it's what's is she working this, it's in like daughter.
In a roadside convenience store?
No.
No.
All right, cancel. I'm ready to give my review.
Yeah, go for it. Come on.
All right. As soon as the movie started, I thought I was watching. It was on Netflix, and I saw like 1.5 stars, maybe 2, and I thought this is gonna be horrible. And the very first zombie that popped up out of nowhere, I was like, fucking, it just broke the rules of cinematography. So right off the bat, I'm not liking it. They're in the car, too much exposition about the characters. It's just solidifying in my mind this is gonna be a horrible, horrible movie. Even to the point where I saw radical snowmobile acrobatics, I was like, this is some bullshit. And then it took my heart after that. It just started building up, and it started getting a little campier and a little bit more fun. The special effects when the guy was ripped apart in the cabin, I was like, that was fucking cool, and the brains dropped to the floor. Just everything after that was just awesome. The only knock against it is the boobs. Beyond that, though, the historical stuff was cool. Nazi zombies are fucking awesome. I kind of like the cursed zombies. They're fast, they're smart. That kind of introduced some plot holes to me that, you know, I know they had weapons, but they didn't fire any guns, but they could still use binoculars and stuff like that. It's kind of weird that they didn't make the zombie. If they're going to make them that smart, why don't they just take it to the next level? I don't know. Maybe it's just not as fun. I liked when the people started fighting back and the kind of badassness of shooting the zombies with a machine gun and the chainsaw and stuff like that. The comedy was perfect in it when the guy cut his arm off and wouldn't cut his balls off. It was just hilarious. Like, he did that and then just, what are you going to do? I'm not cutting my dick off. I'm just not going to do it. Fuck it. I might turn into a zombie. I'm going to deal with it. Funny. It gets a strong 8. And I think this, if enough people watch it, is going to be a cult classic.
Okay.
Big numbers.
And I would watch this movie again.
Yeah.
Yes.
So far on this podcast.
Not many.
I would never watch any of these movies.
All right. I know what you've ranked also an 8. Is this better than My Bloody Valentine 1981?
Yeah. It's more fun to watch.
But is it a better movie?
It's a better experience. Is it a better movie? I mean, you're looking at...
And you're looking at 30...
And by the way, the budget on this, too, at $800,000, amazing. Like Ben
it
said.
It did look good.
But the thing with My Bloody Valentine is it was a great movie for its time, and that's why I rated it an 8. I don't know if My Bloody Valentine came out right now, and I went to theater to watch it, and it was exactly as it is, if I would think it was an 8 movie.
You might.
You know what I mean?
Because the special effects
I took into account when I was rating that movie, I really, 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 really liked it. I liked it a lot more than I thought I would. And I had watched My Bloody Valentine, the remake, and it was fine, but I didn't love it. The first one was way better than I thought, and it just caught me by surprise, and that's why I got the rating it got. This movie was kind of the same in a way. It started off kind of slow, and I thought it was going to be really shitty. I thought it was going to be a really low-budget kind of just cash grab, and it ended up just being such a blast to watch. I as far as fun to watch, this is the one.
Okay. I might disappoint you a little bit here. I'm going to give it a 7, which is actually good for me because I usually give movies a 2 or a 3 or a 4. 7 for me is really good. I wasn't on board right away. It took some time. I thought it was following a lot of tropes. I thought that the exposition was kind of meh. And then all of a sudden, you know, we get exposition and then we get like, you got to split them up so you put one in a bathroom. And it just looks like, to start with, it looks like a typical slasher. And I'm kind of bored by it. But once the zombies like really started showing up on the screen and we started following all these different characters and there was like several different Ash characters, I really started liking it because every time anybody was on the screen, I was excited to see anyone. It wasn't like where I'm like, oh, come on, get back to this guy or get back to that guy. I liked everybody. So I'll give him credit for that. And for, I know you guys have all said this, so it sucks being the fourth person to review this. But the $800,000 that they had to put it into that, to use it that well, is really fantastic. It's really economical by the director, and he definitely knew how to use his shots. I mean,
cinematography was amazing.
And it shows in the next one, too. He is a fantastic director, and I'd like to see almost anything that he comes out with. So, story was basic, but he took a basic story and kind of elevated it, and for him to do that, you know, he deserves some credit. So if you haven't seen this, check it out, and watch the subtitled one. Don't watch the dubbed one.
No. So you get the Arnold Schwarzenegger joke.
Yeah. Okay, so that's going to do it for this week. You can follow us on facebook.com/horrorcasting. Email the show, horrorcastings@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter, @horrorcasting. Go on iTunes. If you like the show, give us a 5-star review. It really helps push the show up. We're also on Podomatic and Stitcher if you don't want to go through iTunes because for some reason you hate Steve Jobs and Apple.
That's what we think.
Which I do.
He's dead. Have some respect for the dead, Lamb or Cobra.
I retract my last belch.
And I retract calling you by your last name. All right, that's going to do it. See you next week when we review the sequel, Dead Snow 2.